shout hallelujah every day.
Thanks for connecting with Hallelujah Everyday Podcast. I'm your friend and host, Pastor Leke Toba. It's good morning and God bless you in Jesus' name. We take our reading of the Holy Bible from the book of Exodus, chapter 2, verses 5 through 10. The Bible says, "Then Pharaoh's daughter went down to the Nile to bathe, and her attendants were walking along the riverbank. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her female slave to get it. She opened it and saw the baby. He was crying and she felt sorry for him. 'This is one of the Hebrew babies,' she said. Then his sister asked Pharaoh's daughter, 'Shall I go and get one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you?' 'Yes, go,' she answered. So the girl went and got the baby's mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, 'Take this baby and nurse him for me, and I will pay you.' So the woman took the baby and nursed him." Verse 10, "When the child grew older, she took him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. She named him Moses, saying, 'I drew him out of the water.'" Hallelujah. Child of God, in the pursuit of destiny, God has placed persons, at times angels, who are to train, equip, support, influence, help, and prepare you for assignment and the purpose that God has for you. These people you will meet at one stage or the other of your life. Heads or tails, they are divinely positioned and programmed on your route of destiny by heaven. God helps us at all moments, especially when we cannot help ourselves. He also delegates men, angels, and the Holy Spirit to help us at critical times. God gives guides, helpers for us, to help us fulfill our purpose for our lives. The irony is that many destiny helpers hardly know that they are helping us fulfill God's plan for our lives. Helpers are of various kinds sent along our paths in times of great need. Hear this. God used the daughter of Pharaoh to help Moses become what he should be in destiny. Moses was also a prophet, but God used his father-in-law to teach and train him in management and administration, an essential for anyone who wants to make headway and lead in this generation. Jethro mentored Moses, and of course, Moses trained Joshua. Joshua trained the leaders of his army. Eli mentored Samuel. Mordecai trained Esther. Naomi was a destiny helper, a changer, a teacher, and a coach to Ruth. David prepared Solomon, while Elijah mentored and trained Elisha. John the Baptist was planted by God to announce the coming of Jesus and prepare the way. Jesus discipled and trained the 12, then 72, and many more. Understand, child of God, that these people God plants ahead to help you get to the right position in life may not be perfect in their ways. They may have their own limitations. They may even appear like enemies to you, but there's a purpose of God planted in them to help you. David met many helpers in the course of his life that helped him to navigate through critical moments. When Saul was disturbed and tormented by his distressing spirit and needed someone who would play the harp to suit his mind, one of his servants recommended David in 1 Samuel 16 and verse 18 through 21. That was a destiny announcer that made the recommendation, which brought David to the limelight. God has predestined and planted certain personalities around you spiritually and in the marketplace. These people influence your opinion and your worldview. At times, Christians may not be aware of this. It takes discernment and sensitivity to spiritual things to understand. Child of God, you need to be receptive to the Holy Spirit. Remember, Samuel was called to the office of a prophet, but mentored by a priest. Eli the priest taught Samuel how to hear from God. So you see, never despise anyone. They may be the angel that God planted in your life for a purpose and for a season. I pray today you will not miss the plan and purpose of God for your life in the name of Jesus. Your time and season for manifestation will not be wasted in the name of Jesus. God will give you help from the north, the south, the east, and of course the west in the mighty name of Jesus. Before you ask, God will send help. While you are speaking, all things will work out for good in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the mercy of God find you out this season for good in Jesus' name. I dip you into the blood of Jesus, your glory will not be shaved off nor buried. You are blessed in the morning, blessed in the afternoon, blessed at night, and blessed all the way. In Jesus' name, let your amen be very loud. Amen. Just before we round up the podcast, it's happy birthday and happy wedding anniversary to all those celebrating something great today. You are indeed a blessing in the name of Jesus. I celebrate you and I declare your life blessed in the name of Jesus. I dip all prayer requests received in the blood of Jesus. Let your good petition in Christ Jesus be granted in Jesus' name. Please feel free to copy this message and send out to as many as possible. Someone somewhere needs this word today. God bless you as you do so. Thanks for listening and sharing the podcast. Remember, it's all about the gospel of Jesus and touching lives for a positive impact and change. We never take your time for granted. We sincerely value your feedback. Have a wonderful day. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Connect Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat or call +234 8067 01 3664 or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day. And remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.